Good morning, Dr. Chang. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Good to speak to you. You're talking about my favorite subject, which is looking good as long as you can. You know, I remember hearing stories and seeing movies about the Fountain of Youth, and in the back of my mind, and I think everybody feels like that, boy, could there really be a Fountain of Youth?
Yes, I think we just, Ron, we've been looking at the wrong place. And over the last 4 or 5 years, our scientists and together with some of our collaborators, we've been looking and inside the body. And we all believe that we found the fountain of youth finally. And in fact, it's located at the genetic level in some of the genes that we all have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, but that means that either you have it or you don't, though, right?
No, it's a matter of whether the fountain is still on or whether it's dripping or really in full flow.
My fountain is dripping.
Yes.
I don't sleep that well.
Uh-huh. Okay, we can do something about that, right?
Oh, there's something else. That's another problem. So what does that mean? What do you mean?
Yes, I think what we found, and that actually took more than 30 years of genetic research, Ron, and the fact that we now have found that depending on how we live and depending on what external factors that our body has been exposed to, we can actually, these genes get out of tune in a way. And if they get out of tune, then we age quicker. But if we can bring them back into tune, these genes, then we age much slower than we should. And in fact, we can orchestrate these genes through a variety of means. And in fact, once we can orchestrate these genes and get them back into tune, we can stay younger longer and feel younger longer.
So what you're saying is it can be repaired if your genes aren't in line for this. It can be altered and we can get back on track.
That's correct. It's almost like a it's almost like a computer. We can reset or reboot our genes to stay younger.
I like this. Now, are we talking about living longer or feeling young?
We are saying we are able to now live younger, longer. And this is a new concept now. It's called youth span. It is about a different kind of measurement that we can do now. It is related to the number of years that we continue to look and feel younger. That should be the goal. We should not be talking about lifespan, because lifespan, all it means is that how many years we're going to live. But if there is no quality of life associated with that lifespan, what's the point?
Okay. But can it also increase your lifespan as well?
Yes, indeed. We actually think that by resetting these age-related genes, we can actually live longer, too.
Now, can you give us I know you have a book called The Aging Myth, but can you give us a little hint as to how one might identify these proactive pieces?
Okay. Well, one of the hints that we have described in the book is the fact that we have created what we would call a gene expression fingerprint of tissues of the varying ages. And by looking at these profiles and by testing all sorts of different ingredients, we can actually bring a piece of old tissue back to looking like the profile we get from a young tissue. So by resetting, and that's what we've been able to do with this new age-lock technology and science, is the ability to identify those genes related to aging.
So how do we find out where our genes are at?
By reading more from the book, actually.
Okay.
that's why we thought that the science is rather complicated, but I think the aging myth, the book itself, is written in a way that we can bring this message to everybody, even without a scientific background.
All right, so if you read the book, then you can find a way, literally, to feel better and live longer, but the book gives you those answers. In other words, after you read the book, can you actually go ahead and make those adjustments to your life?
I think you have armed yourself with the tools and the means to be able to look and feel younger longer.
All right, good. I would like to do that. Now, what is this? Does this apply to everybody? In other words, the skin naturally ages, the body naturally ages, and it always will. So, are we looking at slowing down the process, or the way that it actually appears?
Yeah, we're slowing down the process of aging, and by doing that, we believe it will translate to meaningful benefits that you can actually see and feel also. So we're talking about, like, for example, if you, 12 months from now, we're all going to be a year older. There's nothing we can do about that. The thing that we can do something about is related to the fact that 12 months from now, our tissues and our skin and our heart and lungs and so on and our brains, they don't have to be 12 months older. That's what we're trying to do with
but
our age.
But I mean, like, the heart's a muscle.
Yeah.
And so, in other words, if you tone your flesh and your body type, your heart can actually be healthier in that way?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you've been hearing, and I think all of us are beginning to see and read about, wow, that person, 80-year-old person, but that person has a heart of a 60-year-old.
Right.
Right? So that's what we can do nowadays with ageLOC Science.
Wow. So there's no fountain I can go to in Florida?
No. It's actually just look into your body. That's where you'll find it, Ron.
All right. I canceled my plane trip. I thought there was a way to do that. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that I can't take a pill.
In fact, that there is a pill, and you can find more about our ageLOC products, if you will, on this website, newskin, NUSKIN.com.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it's a pleasure speaking to you, Dr. Chang.
Thank you, Ron, for inviting me.
Thank you for the information. We'll get together in 70 or 80 years from now.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.